This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 27. Justice like a river. Our reading comes from Amos chapter 5. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear, as though he entered his house and rested his hands on the wall only to have a snake bite him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light, pitch dark, without a ray of brightness? I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-falling stream. It's not unusual to be saved through faith in God and yet suffer under oppression. A person may walk with Jesus each day and yet have to labor under discrimination, deal with unfair working conditions, or face religious persecution with little chance of getting out from under the grindstone. What's particularly scorching about Amos' prophecy is that some of the worst oppressors were Israelites who were zealous in their religious rituals. They brought sacrifices to God. They observed all the religious holidays. They followed the law of God to the letter. But they had no concern for other people. Through Isaiah, God said similarly, "Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. Your hands are full of blood. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow." Wherever this charge may apply today, it calls for self-examination of our attitudes and account books. It may also call for debate and accountability in our community and business circles. Ultimately, on the day of the Lord, the judge of all humankind will usher in complete justice. And for those who have repented and turned to Christ, all oppression and poverty will cease. On that day, justice will roll down like a mighty river. Pray with me. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.